Hello and welcome to the REIT Report. I'm your host, Sarah Bourke from Quito, and today we're looking at deals activity within the real estate sector with Tim Bodner, partner and US real estate deals leader at PwC. Tim, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you for having us, Sarah. We appreciate it.
Now, PwC recently released its mid-year review of deal activity. What were the numbers you saw during the first half in terms of deal value and volume?
So, Sarah, activity in the first half of 2020 was in line with what we expected, given the significant disruption COVID has caused in the global economy. And we look at this disruption as initially creating a significant pullback in the credit markets, which when combined with uncertainty surrounding the underwriting of deal level cash flows and differences in valuations between buyers and sellers caused deal activity to decline.
And so you mentioned that you were anticipating these sorts of numbers. Were they distributed among the various property types?
So when you look at the four major sectors, logistics, office, apartments, and retail, in the second quarter of 2020, every sector experienced a decline relative to the prior year. When you look at it on a six-month basis, logistics was the only sector that experienced a year-over-year increase. And so roughly in the first half of 2020, there's $42 billion of logistics activity relative to $34 billion in the first half of 2019, which is about an $8 billion increase, or roughly 24% year-over-year growth in deal activity in the logistics sector. When you look at those numbers for office, apartments, and retail, they were all down. And I think what's when you look at those same trends on a volume basis, they're generally kind of the same as they are on a value basis. What's interesting about it, though, is we've not yet at this moment seen significant movements in cap rates and unit level economics. And our perception is and perspective is that it may be a while before we do see that, just given a lack of transaction activity in the market.
So looking to the second half, what do you expect in terms of deal volume? And do you think there'll be greater price visibility?
So we're optimistic as it relates to activity in the second half, but we believe it'll likely be the fourth quarter before we see a noticeable reversal in the current trend line. Economic activity continues to recover as we see kind of day by day, but it's uneven. And that, from our point of view, should be expected, given that not all parts of the U.S. and global economy have experienced the effects of COVID in the same way. We're closely looking at things like the reproduction rate across states in the U.S. and other exogenous information, such as trends in air transportation, app downloads across sectors, how frequently consumers are using delivery services for groceries and other necessity, how frequently consumers are using ride sharing and other matters. And directionally, we're encouraged by what we see. And in addition to that, we do see positive developments in the development of a safe and effective vaccine. And if recent commentary from the CEOs of these businesses proves to be true, then we're of the view that will inspire tremendous confidence in investors to do deals in the second half of 2020.
And you think that will improve price visibility?
We do think you need deal activity to kind of have more price transparency. A lot of investors focus on closed deals to get a sense of pricing, and given a decline in activity, it's hard to have that visibility today. So if the recovery happens as we are optimistic it will, then that should help as it relates to price transparency, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. And are there certain property sectors that you think could be more active in the second half?
So presently, we're seeing deal activity across all sectors, and this activity continues to increase week by week. We believe that is likely at activity at the asset level will first be seen in sectors like logistics, towers, data centers, single family residential, self-storage, and tech-supported office, given the strong secular trends in place around those sectors. Distressed transactions at the asset level will likely take some more time to develop, if it develops at all, given the significant amount of fiscal stimulus actions that have been taken by the U.S. government and governments around the world. When you look at it at the entity level, we think it's going to be episodic, given that the market, public market prices of equities have recovered roughly 35% from the trough, and this is looking at it relative to the RMZ. And public company boards and management teams will be reluctant to engage given likely differences in views on value, at least presently. And so in its place, we think that you'll continue to see non-control minority equity investments for structured products that more or less serve as a capital bridge until we get to the other side of the pandemic.
And what are some of the trends that you anticipate when it comes to real estate decision-making in the wake of the pandemic?
So this is where we're spending a significant amount of our time, and we believe that today we are going through the great digital acceleration of business models. Most news reports focus on office and retail, but the reality is it's much broader. Post-COVID, more education will occur online. Groceries will continue to be purchased through an app. Content will be absorbed digitally at increasingly faster rates. More and more will live in the cloud. Goods sold digitally will continue to expand wider, and more in areas such as household appliances and furnishings will be sold in that way. Traditional transaction processes and ecosystems will have more of a digital component, and fitness classes will occur more in the home. And when you look at all of these things, the fundamental premise is that people value convenience, choice, and experience. And this is something that we wrote about in a blog about a year ago Saturday. And while today it's occurring out of necessity, in the long run, we believe it will be because of these three fundamental elements of human behavior.
And finally, we hear a lot about the rise of tech-affiliated real estate segments, but what does that mean for more traditional real estate segments and their potential use and value?
Great question, Sarah. So for decades, real estate investors and owners have adapted to a changing operating environment. And we're of the view that this will happen again because of COVID. Innovation will occur, and it will occur at scale. Well-located retail assets have the ability to be turned into micro-fulfillment centers as part of an omnichannel strategy, and to provide consumers with the choice to have their goods delivered or to buy it online and pick it up at the store or at the curb. Office assets will likely become less dense and be used by businesses around the world as innovation hubs where professionals come together to collaborate. Hotels will be operated more digitally, and it's possible that traditional healthcare assets will evolve into being used in a model that's similar to co-working, at least in part. And so we find the ability to participate in this evolution of how real estate is used to be a unique opportunity for market participants. And from our experience today with investors and owners, they're looking at it this way in order to deliver for their fiduciaries and their shareholders.
Okay, great. Tim, thank you so much for your time.
Of course, Sarah, thank you so much.
And for more news and analysis on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit NAREIT's website, REIT.com.